It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on YouTube at the Team 980. And if you just missed Patrick Peterson, you missed one heck of an interview. You should definitely check that out in the podcast feed, the Rewind app, or that thing's going on YouTube ASAP, lickety split. So we'll get the video up here in just a moment. However, right now, speaking of YouTube, it is time for Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, here we go. You leave your comments at the Team 980, at Craig Hoffman. We read them. We scan through the hundreds, if not thousands, that we get. And we pick out the ones that we want to respond to here on the radio. We always start with a little amuse-bouche, if you will. Get us in the right mood, Anthony. And so here's our comment sampler appetizer today. Carlos Allen, 4616, says, so a three, and this was in response to my first and 10, which, by the way, the number one thing I said about Jaden Daniels is a star is born. So a three-game rookie quarterback gets nitpicked after 90% completion percentage, no turnovers, and a game-sealing TD pass? Craig, you need to quit it. I honestly don't remember what I nitpicked, Anthony, if I picked nits. I think I said, like, here's where he wasn't literally perfect, which is an unreasonable standard. I guess if that's nitpicking, I'm guilty. But the reason I picked this out, Anthony, because I think it's so funny that literally the next comment on the same video, I believe, was Marco Antonellino said, I have seen a lot of videos this week of what we did well, but I can't seem to find the critical ones of what we can do better.
I am in tears.
Those were, I don't know if they're actually on the same videos because I was just scrolling through the comments and they're chronological, but the two comments left back to back somewhere on my YouTube page were me nitpicking Jaden Daniels' Monday night performance, and then someone complaining that they haven't found the videos where we were critical of the team.
Do you think that's sarcasm by chance?
Maybe. That would actually make a lot more sense. Although, like, we obviously talked about the defense, and yikes, bro. Yeah. So there's, you know, so I would say, Marco Antonellino, you should go check out the video where a lot of our comments today come from, where we talk about how the Commanders' defense is dead ass last in DVOA and the fifth worst in DVOA defensively since the stat was originated in 1979. speaking of, GoCaps DMV said on that video, someone has to be last. Wait, we're last. Yep, Rome was not built in a day. And I appreciate the humor because, look, there's going to be some rough spots this year. There is going to be some times where things don't go great. And that's not just for the defense where they've already had three games worth, if we're being honest. That's going to go for Jaden Daniels because he's a rookie. He's not going to be this good the entire year. That's impossible. Again, he probably, just based off sheer math, set his career high in completion percentage for his career on Monday night. He's not going to do that again ever, and that's fine. He has completed 91% of his passes. So we're going to have a chuckle and a laugh for our sanity at some point this year. With that said, it is worth pointing out that we are early in this rebuild, even if it's going well, and they're sitting at 2-1. So there is that. As for where the blame goes for the defense not playing up to par, Hillam Adventures 4060 says, this also sits at the feet of the previous regime with all the terrible first-round picks, bad defensive roster building decisions, then leaving the defensive cupboard bare. 7 new defensive starters this season. Yeah. And as I've said before, often during this segment, in fact, but I've said many times, like, the best players in the league aren't available through free agency. There's a reason that Adam Peters wants to build through the draft, and that is because that is where you get your stars. Rarely do star players, maybe one or two a year, who just, they got, like, T. Higgins, right? T. Higgins is a bona fide star receiver who's probably next year going to be a free agent because Cincinnati can't afford to keep him. It would be reckless roster building because they're going to pay Jamar Chase, or maybe they won't, and maybe Jamar Chase winds up actually hitting the market, in which case then you would have a true superstar to the caliber that you typically do not have hit the market. Because the absolute blue chippers in this league, and I would argue that T. Higgins isn't even that. T. Higgins is a red chip, not a blue chip. Top 25, top 30, definitely. Top 5 at his position? No. No, he's great, but he's not that good. Ja'Marr Chase, he's that good. And so those types of players don't hit free agency. They occasionally get traded. Often if there's mitigating circumstances of some kind, see Trent Williams, unfortunately, as if I had to remind everybody. But by and large, your best players, the best players, they spend their primes with the teams that drafted them. And it's because they get acquired through the draft. And so building a team on the fly is really, really, really hard. Because even if they draft it, let's say Mike Sanders still turns into a multiple-time all-pro cornerback, becomes the best nickel in the league. He's still a rookie right now. And it's going to take time for him to develop into that. So I do think mostly it's just the reality of the process. Couple of funny ones here is we have a short edition of Never Read the Comments today. Anthony, have you went back and watched the fourth down completion to Luke McCaffrey from the game the other night?
Talking about where he kept going, like he looked in the first window, wasn't there, and kept going?
Yeah, which, like, that's the analysis, right? Oh, what a job by Luke. What a job by Jaden to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to send you the end zone angle of that because on Take Command, Logan and I were talking about that play, and he goes, I don't think that Luke McCaffrey was the intended target.
Who was?
I went back and watched it. We literally stopped the podcast.
Now I want to watch it.
We stopped the podcast. You need to watch the end zone angle. So if you don't have, you have your NFL Pro, right?
Yes.
Just go search an NFL Pro on, like, by player, search Jaden Daniels, and then go to play situation and hit fourth down. That's going to be the easiest way to find it. And then watch the end zone ankle because Jaden does read multiple guys. He comes back across and Noah Brown hooks up 5-yard curl, sits down right where Jaden is looking. Like you watch his helmet stripe. He looks at Noah Brown. He throws and Luke McCaffrey comes and intercepts the ball and then runs another 25 yards. And Sisodia 21 says, Craig, I think Logan is right that Jaden was actually throwing to Noah on the fourth down play, as he seemed to allude to that when he was asked in the postgame presser. I thought he was confused about the play he was asked about, but now makes sense. Thanks for the great content, as always, guys.
Oh, wow. I mean, either way, we have the completion, but...
Do we have the Jaden postgame sound by any chance? We'd have to. I should have prepped you on that. That's my bad.
I think possibly. Let me
look in it for that. Him talking about that fourth down completion because I swear I might have this one. I might have to tweet out. I might have to go pull and tweet this one out. But he definitely. It's good process. It would have been a completion. I think Noah Brown's open. I think he would have caught it. Ball looked like it was going to be placed well. It's going to hit him right between the 8 and the 5. And then Luke McCaffrey was like, it's going to hit me between the 1 and the 2, and he just kept on running.
Okay.
So there's one to go watch when you get home, if you're not home as you consume this right now. Then we got some caller-on-caller crime. We'll see if we can find the sound later, Anthony. Caller-on-caller crime. Our old guy, Marvin, remember he called during draft season or after draft season talking about how Brandon Coleman's not that good. They should have definitely taken Kingsley Suamatia. Who went to the Chiefs. TDZCX50T says, Marvin's punching air right now. Next time he calls in, ask him why his boy Suamatia got benched when he squared up against Trey Hendrickson versus Coleman, who had him on his butt multiple times.
Dang, Suamatia got benched?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he probably would have been the backup anyway, but the starter was hurt, and so he kind of got benched, but it's more of like they were willing to take a little bit more risk when they probably would have wanted to give their guy in Kansas City another week.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. Coleman's probably played better than Suamatia so far. He's a young player who is going to need some development. Still might be good. Like I am not going to judge people's entire careers based off 3 games. I am going to laugh at commenter on caller violence because I think it's funny. Which brings us to one of our most famed calls of the offseason from Shane from Oxon Hill. If you need a refresher, this was Shane from Oxon Hill.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10 catches last year. Dyami Brown had 100 yards last year. Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not. So stop all the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat, and now we have Cleveland Furl. He had 2 sacks. and Dante Fowler, who had two sacks. We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro. Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bums. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
That was Shane from Oxon Hill. As you might imagine, with Jahan Dotson not exactly killing it in Philly, and some of the players that he mentioned, like Austin Eckler, unfortunately out this week, but absolutely crushing it so far in D.C., that TikTok has caught the algorithm again, Anthony. It is suddenly coming across people's screens. And so Dark Side Reviews 4452 says, this is not aging well. Eric Huffman 98. Aged like milk. Dotson sucks. That's harsh. B. More Akuma. Eating crow yet? And then you got this one, which I actually thought was the most funny. Kevin Gratonic 8812. I bet he has changed his opinion after Monday night against Cincy. Actually, I hated getting rid of Montez Sweat. Some things are going to take longer to age poorly than others. I think when they take the money they would have paid Montez Sweat and pay someone else, then Kevin will be on board with that one. But man, I was like, why is this? Oh,
yeah.
That's why it's getting so many comments.
Eckler. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I want to check something real quick.
Are you about to see how many sacks Montez Sweat has?
No, okay. I need. It was Zacchaeus, Diami Brown, and Austin Eckler. Those were the players that he was complaining about. So far this year, Alameda Zacchaeus, we need stats. Austin Eckler, we need stats. Jahan Dotson has been targeted 5 times. He has 3 catches for 14 yards. So 3 catches, 14 yards for Jahan Dotson in 3 games. Alameda Zacchaeus has 4 catches for 29 yards. Diami Brown has 4 catches for 33 yards. Austin Eckler has 5 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. And he also has, I need receiving, please. That's 5, 9, and I can't even do, he's got well over 100 yards receiving. So literally every player that he named in that call has more production individually than Jahan Dotson. Oh, I'm sorry. Jahan Dotson.
Wow. Jahan.
Good job, Shane. Good Not job. Good. And that's Never Read the Comments. And a reminder why we never read the comments. When we get back, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr. took to the podium out in Arizona. We'll let you hear what they had to say in our Pick 6 at 6.